بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، in our previous class we discussed some very very important principles with regards to understanding the proper and correct creed and to knowing the right and true belief. And we studied three principles. Who can remind us of the first principle? That the creed and the belief and the knowledge about al-Islam is derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. Is derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. Not from dreams, not from people's minds and what people think and what people like or what people find to be good and the likes like this, but rather it is derived from the Quran and from the Sunnah. This point is very clear, inshallah. Okay, the second principle that we studied. Anybody can text?
Islam is complete.
That al-Islam is complete. The religion is complete. What does that mean, that it's complete? The religion is complete. What does that mean?
You cannot add to anything.
You can't add to it. You don't have to add to it. Right, you don't have to add to it. It doesn't need any additions because it's already complete. So to add something and put something on top of something or to bring something else to something that's already complete, this is in reality making it bad and making it a deficiency. That addition to something that is already complete is in reality a defect and not good. Okay, also that means that since the religion is complete, you can't add to it, and also you cannot take away from it. You cannot take away from it because it's complete. So if somebody were to take something away from the deen and not follow it or not apply it or not believe in it, then this is bringing deficiency. And if somebody were to add to it, likewise, this is all deficiency, and this is all not correct, and this is all not right, and it's not good. And this is because the deen was complete. Who completed the deen? Allah, He completed the deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have completed your deen for you. What was the means? How was the deen completed? Through the call and the da'wah and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who did he teach and who did he call? His call was for all mankind. But who did he teach directly? Who learned from him right away?
The companions.
And they're the ones who believed in him sallallahu alayhi wasallam and followed him. And they're the ones who conveyed his sunnah to the people after them. So therefore we see, based upon this, the third principle, which was the Quran and the Sunnah is our source, and this is where we get our creed and belief from, and we learn our deen from, and that is complete, no doubt about that. But the Quran and the Sunnah, it must be understood the way they understood it. It must be understood the way the companions understood it. It must be understood the way the companions understood it. In this manner, this is the correct creed. And this is the correct belief. And this is the correct Islam. So whenever Allah Azza wa Jal, He praised Islam, and He mentioned in His book, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, the only deen with Allah is al-Islam. And whenever Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a deen or a way of life, it will never be accepted from them. And in the hereafter, they'll be from the losers. The Islam that is being referred to here is the Islam that Allah is pleased with. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I'm pleased for you with Islam as your deen. What Islam is that? The Islam that was completed on that day from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. The Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught his companions. Anybody who comes with something other than that, adding to it or taking away from it, this is all deficiency, and this is not what is correct, and this is not going to be accepted. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned it in an authentic narration narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. What's that hadith called? A hadith that's collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Muttafaqun alayhi. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Naam. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. That whoever introduces into this religion that which is not from it, and whoever makes something up and ascribes some actions or some statements to al-Islam, and it's not from it, it's not from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will be rejected. You know, some people, they're doing like big deeds, and they're doing all this effort, some even spending money and the likes and time, and they're becoming tired in doing these acts of worship, but they're not according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are these acts of worship going to be accepted? Huh? No, they're going to be rejected, because they have to be in accordance to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have to be in accordance to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knew what he was upon? Who was the one who knew what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon? The companions, radiallahu anhum. Therefore, their way is the criterion. Their way is the criterion. Because after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people started coming and making up stuff in the deen, and they made up these different creeds and these different beliefs, and they added all this strange stuff that the companions didn't know about. And these are called innovations. And these things are very, very bad. And this is whenever the fitna happened. And people started saying, where did you learn that hadith from? Where did you hear that interpretation of the Quran from? And they started asking about that. We've seen the one who narrated that narration, Muhammad ibn Sirin. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 110. Whenever the people started making up stuff in al-Islam and saying that this is from the deen, or they started making up hadith, and they started lying on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time they started asking about who you learn from. Where do you get that knowledge from? Where did you hear that from? They used to take the hadith directly from the companions and the tabi'in. And then people started lying. People started making up lies about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying he did this or he said that. Or they start misinterpreting the Qur'an. What does that mean? They start using the Qur'an as a proof, but they don't understand it the right way. And they understand it according to their desires. And they make stuff up. And they say, this verse means this, and this verse means that. Are everybody with me? Okay. Pop quiz. If somebody came along right now, and they start doing some actions that we don't know about. And we say, what are you guys doing? They say, oh, we're worshiping Allah. You say, you're worshiping Allah? I never seen anybody worship Allah like that. Are you sure that's worship? They say, yeah, it says it in the Quran. Allah, he mentioned in the Quran like this. And then he reads the verse to us. And then we're like, wait a second, that sounds strange. I don't think that that's what that means. So he understood the verse one way, and we understood it another way. How are we going to find out who is right? There's got to be some way to know which one is right. Allah's not going to leave us here like this just to make up our own understanding. There has to be some way to determine. Wait a second, who are we going to go back to? to check and see if we understood it right. Who's right, that man or us? We have to see in the narrations of the companions. Did they understand that hadith like that? Did they understand that verse like that? If they did, then this is the one that's right. Whoever was in accordance with the companions and their understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah, then he is the one who's right. Then he is upon what? Al-Jama'ah. Then that's the Jama'ah. Okay? This is very important to understand. You know, in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has mentioned talking about the people of sound understanding. Allah, He says, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahari la-ayatin li-uli al-albab. That verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day, what does that mean? The alternation of the night and the day. And the night comes, and then the day comes after it, and the night comes, and the day comes after it. The night never catches the daytime, and the daytime never catches the nighttime, and whenever it comes like this. These are all what? Signs for people of sound understanding. People have right minds. People who think correctly, and their brains are good. Huh? And their hearts are alive, and their hearts are sound and good. And then Allah, He mentioned some attributes of those people with sound minds and good hearts. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those people who remember Allah while they're standing, and while they're sitting, and while they're laying on their sides. This is the description of the people of sound understanding. Okay, let's see. Some people now, you know what they do? They came along way after the companions, and they read this verse, and you know what they start doing? They start dancing. They start dancing around, and they hop up and down, and they go around, and they dance around, and it's called a raqs, and even they have in books that they call books of the fiqh, of the deen of Islam, they have the chapter, a raqs, and the etiquettes of a raqs, dancing, and then they dance around. And their imam, he stands up and he dances around, and then they make noises, and then he gets really, really excited. Sometimes he dance around. He's going up and going down, and sit down and stand up, and he's moving around. And then all of a sudden, maybe his hat fall off, and he's dancing. And then somebody like, what are they doing? Said they're worshiping Allah. They said they're worshiping Allah. What is the proof for that? You know what they say? The people of sound understanding, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. The people of good understanding and minds, they remember Allah while they're standing and while they're sitting and while they're on their sides. Allah, He mentioned dancing in the Quran. What are you going to say? Allah, He says, they remember Allah standing, I'm standing, I'm sitting down, I'm on my side, I'm here and there. That's what they're saying. So they're saying, we move around, we're dancing, we stand up, we sit down, we get on our side, we move around all the time, remembering Allah. Wallahi, they say that, and they have books about that. What are you going to say to them? Dancing is from Islam? This is worship, this is dhikr. They say that they're in halaqat al-dhikr. They're in the circles of remembrance of Allah. And they're dancing around, and their imam is dancing around, and they're following the imam. Wallahi, they do that, and they have books. I can show you, I have one of them as a proof against them. We see it and read it in their books, a falsehood. What do we say to them? We say, you can't do that. They say, yeah, you can. It's in the Quran right here, Surah Ali Imran. Right here, read it. أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. What are we going to say to them? We say, wait a second, okay, that's what you understood from the verse? What is the proof? What are we going to say to them? We're going to ask a question now. Right now it's time to ask a question. Are there any narrations from the companions, radiallahu anhum, that they used to do that? And that they understood this verse like this? Is there? This is the question here. This is what we asked them. Wait a second, okay, you got the Quran. Alhamdulillah, they're using the Quran as a proof for their actions. This is a requirement. But is it sufficient just to use the Quran only? Or the Sunnah only? La. that Quran and Sunnah has to be restricted. The understanding of those texts and the verses and the narrations has to be restricted to the understanding of the companions. So before we base our actions or our creed or our belief upon the Quran and Sunnah, we have to make sure that that understanding and those actions and that creed is in accordance with As-Salaf As-Saleh. As-Salaf As-Saleh. We understand that? So then we look into the narrations, we don't find any of them dancing around and jumping around and like this. And in reality, even if you think about it, do the people of sound minds go around dancing around and jumping up and down and moving like this? And then, Allahul Musta'an. No, those people are crazy. That's not people of Ulul Albab. They say that's Ulul Albab, the people of sound minds and good hearts, that they're going to gather together in the masjid and dance around. And dance around and make noise. And you know what? They even have adab, araqs, the etiquettes of dancing in their books. The etiquettes of dancing. And from the etiquettes of dancing, and he dancing meaning the afkar, meaning they're worshipping Allah. From the etiquettes of dancing, that if the imam, he dances so much that his hat falls off, then all the other people have to take their hats off, because it's not good manners for the imam to not have his hat on and all of you people and the students to have their hat on. So if the imam is dancing around and his hat falls off because he's dancing so much and remembering Allah so much. This is the adab. Even they all made that up. This is aqaid nabita. Wa ibadat nabita. Nabita. They made it up. It came from the earth. They made all this up. I mean, alhamdulillah, we studied some manners together, right? Like, for example, we would say, wait a second. Are these etiquettes and the likes like this found in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Al-Bukhari? I don't remember that chapter. The chapter of dancing and the etiquettes of dancing. Yani in the gatherings of remembrance. So therefore, we see that it's very easy for a believer who has these principles like this, these three principles, that our belief and our deen and our creed and our understanding and our worship and our manners, all of this is derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. And the Quran and the Sunnah is complete. We don't have to make nothing up or bring anything else or take anything from it, because it's complete. Allah, He completed it. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He conveyed it. And then also we have to understand the last one, very, very important, and many, 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 many Muslims, they're misguided till this day because they don't know these principles or they don't care about these principles. And this book, the Quran and the Sunnah, this revelation, it must be understood according to the understanding of the Salaf as-Saleh, of the companions first and foremost, and their students and their students. And their students and their students. And the quickest and easiest proof to memorize for this is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, خَيْرٌ nas قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of mankind is my generation, the companions, and then those who follow them, the tabi'een, and then those who follow them, at-tabi'een. This is very important. So now that you guys are dancing, okay, it's in the Quran, the Sunnah, okay, but we don't find this understanding in the narrations. Therefore, it's clear that you're upon falsehood. If you're upon the correct deen in the correct way that's pleasing to Allah, then you would be following the footsteps of the Salaf as-Saleh. And you would be following their narrations. And you would understand the deen according to them. And if we look into their generations and the generations after them, we'll see that none of them knew about dancing. And none of them interpreted this Quran to have this meaning. Therefore, these people, they're misguided. These people, they're misguided. What is the point of their misguidance? Are their sources different from the Quran and the Sunnah? No, they have the Quran and the Sunnah as a source. Huh? They're using the Quran and the Sunnah as a source. Okay, so how are they misguided?
Because their understanding is not.
Oh, because they have a different understanding, different than the way of the companions, different than the way of the companions. And likewise, whenever one of the first deviant groups came, the Khawarij, and they started fighting against the Muslims, and they tried to fight against Ali radiallahu anhu, you know what? They all went on this side. All these Muslims went over there, and then all the companions were over here, and these people there are Muslims, and these people are Muslims, but they're companions. And they want to fight the Muslims, and they want to go to war with the Muslims, and they're calling the companions disbelievers, and they're calling Ali disbelievers. And then you know who went over there to talk to them? Abdullah ibn Abbas, that young man, radiallahu anhumah, he told Ali, let me go talk to them for a minute. No, no, just let me go talk to them. I'm going to see what the problem is. So he went over there, radiallahu anhuma, and he talked to them. And the first thing he told them, he said, you know, I see all you people over here, and I see the companions of the Messenger all over there, and I don't see none of them with you. You're saying all these things, and this, and the Quran is your proof about this. There's no ruling for except for in hukm illa lillah, like this. And but then he's saying, but you guys are over here, and this is what you claim, and you're reciting the Quran. But I don't see none of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with you. They don't agree with you. And what is he using as a proof against them? The understanding of the companions. None of the companions, they understood this. So even the companions, they understood that you have to have the understanding of the companions. You have to have the understanding of the companions. To further emphasize this, you know what? Somebody asked Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu about how to pray. About praying. Inshallah, we're going to take this hadith in Umdat al-Ahkam. But they asked him about how to pray. When you stand and you recite the Fatiha, do you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim out loud? Do you do that? And this is the question. Some people, they're asking. Anas ibn Malik, you know what he said? He didn't say, no, you don't do that. He didn't say, no, you don't do that. Prophet Muhammad didn't do that. It would have been sufficed if he would have just said, no, I prayed with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he never did that. But you know what Anas said, radiallahu anhu? He said, I prayed behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I prayed behind Abu Bakr, and I prayed behind Umar, and I prayed behind Uthman. And none of them ever said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim out loud. Who was saying that? Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who is he? He's from the Ansar. He's the servant of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived with him for 10 years. So he's saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do it. Abu Bakr didn't do it. Umar didn't do it. Uthman didn't do it. So then, what are you talking about? Huh? Right here, at this time, the conversation is over. These people want to keep talking. Oh no, dancing, up and down. Abu Bakr didn't do it. Umar didn't do it. Uthman didn't do it. Khalas, man, what are you talking about? Huh? Who? What kind of deen? What kind of Islam is that? Allahumma stan. Imam, I'm speechless. I don't know what else to say. May Allah guide you. Huh? A'udhu billah. Nas'al Allah al-afi wa salama. Right? Khalas, it's a done deal. Right? They're doing something and they say it's Islam, but Abu Bakr didn't do it? Radiallahu anhu? Huh? Subhanallah. Umar, he didn't do it. Radiallahu anhu. Uthman, he wasn't doing that. Ali, radiallahu anhu, man. What kind of Islam is that? That's not Islam. Huh? No, we have to be very serious about this. And in reality, it's a sad situation. The state of the Ummah and the Muslims, because of this, turning away from the way of the companions, as-salaf as-salih. Huh? If somebody's sincere about their Islam, then they will comply to the command of Allah, and they'll follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the people who transmitted that, they're the companions. Radiallahu anhum. Radiallahu anhum. Anybody have any questions about that? Okay. Now, if somebody were to ask, where are these narrations at? Narrations of the companions. Allahumma barik. Ahsanti. Naam. MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. Naam. That's right. If somebody were to say, now, okay, you're telling us we have to go back to the understanding of the companions and the understanding of the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een. Where do we find that at? Where do we find that at? Al-kutub sitta. Naam. First and foremost, Bukhari and Muslim. Naam. We'll find that in Sahih Bukhari, there's a chapter called Al-i'tisam. Al-i'tisam, holding fast to the sunnah. There's a chapter called At-Tawheed, all about the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla in creed. There's a chapter of Al-Iman, and the chapter of Ilm. And likewise, if we look in Sahih Muslim, there's a chapter called chapter Kitab Al-Iman, the book of faith and Iman. And they mention all these narrations with regards to faith and Iman, and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the proper belief in the Jannah and the Nar. And all of these things are mentioned in these chapters, with chains of narration, back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, in Sunan al-Nisa'i, in Sunan Abi Dawood, there is a refutation of a Jahmiyyah, the people who deviated. And likewise, in Sunan al-Nisa'i, there's a book called Kitab al-Nu'ut, the chapter of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal.
And Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahullah, he has a whole introduction to his book, Sunan Ibn Majah. It's a muqaddimah. It's all about holding fast to the sunnah and to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and creed. So therefore, we'll look back in the Kutub al-Sitta. And likewise, there's other books as well. Books of hadith with chains of narration that's collected that clarified the belief of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and clarify the understanding of the companions radiyallahu anhum. And early in the earliest generations, the people of knowledge, they had great concern with this affair. Whenever the people of innovation started coming and making up new creeds and making up new innovations in the deen, they started really, really working hard to gather the narrations. Like Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawood and Nisa'i and Ibn Majah, Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and Nisa'i Ibn Majah, all of them, no doubt, they have in their books narrations about creed and belief. But it's not specific there. Whenever the deviations got very, very bad and they started spreading a lot, the people of the Sunnah, they started writing books specifically about creed. But what are their books about? They say the chapter about seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla in the hereafter. And you know what they say? حَدَثَنِي فُلَانٌ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ فُلَانًا يُقُولُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. I heard so-and-so say that, so-and-so narrated to me that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said this. And then he'll go to the chapter about the hold. Do you want to see the big hold of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? Or the chapter about the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla? And then he'll just mention narrations. Narration after narration after narration to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and to the companions and to the tabi'een in this manner. And these books here, they're called Kutub Al-Aqaid Al-Musnada. And this is very, very important. Kutub Al-Aqaid Al-Musnada. These are books of creed. Books of creed, but they're books of creed that are narrated with chains. Chains of narrations. Meaning that these authors, they wrote these books specifically to clarify and to defend the creed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And they narrate in these books every single point that they speak about. They mention narrations with chains. Chains back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Chains back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to the tabi'een and to the atba' tabi'een in this manner. So these books here, they are likewise a main source. These books here, they are main source for understanding the aqidah. Because the aqidah, it comes from the Qur'an and from the sunnah. And these books here, they specialize. The authors have written these books here specially to collect those narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions with regards to creed, with regards to aqidah, with regards to belief. These books are specific to this. And they're narrated with chains. So then if we want to see, okay, you guys dancing around like that, okay, we look over here, wait a second, in the Kutub Aqaid Musnad, they don't have that in these books. There's no chains that go back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was dancing around, a'udhu billah. Or that the companions, they're dancing around like this, a'udhu billah, up and down. All of this stuff, Allahul Mustan, we're laughing. Even some of them, you know what they do? They don't up and down, they just spin in circles. They spin in circles. Allah al-Musta'an. And then, you know, the worst part about if somebody right now just started spinning in circles, right? Some regular person, like a disbeliever or something, starts spinning around in circles in the street. What are you going to say about him? Man, this man's crazy. Why is he spinning in circles for? Allah al-Musta'an. What is he doing? Huh? You know what? These people are worse than that. You know what they do? They say, this is Islam. They spin in circles and they say, this is from the Islam. This is the way of Prophet Muhammad. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Uskut. Be quiet. Don't say that. Huh? One thing is to spin in circles, but worse than that is to spin in circles and say that Prophet Muhammad did it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that he liked it. Or that it's from the deen of Allah. This is even worse. A'udhu billah. Huh? So in order to determine these affairs, we have books. We have books that are sources that are relied upon. What are they called? Books of kutub. Huh? Al-Aqaid Al-Musnada. Al-Aqaid Al-Musnada. Huh? And we have several of them here today, but it doesn't look like we have time to discuss them Inshallah, we will see about that in the next class. We will learn the names of some of these important books so that we are aware of them and we know about them and we know where our creed comes from. And we be, inshallah, upon clarity with regards to this. Look, for example, this is one of the first of them. Kitab al-Sunnah. Kitab al-Sunnah by Ibn Abi As. I just opened the book. What does it say? Bab Abwab al-Sifat. The descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then what does he say? حدثني قال حدثنا محمد بن عوف قال حدثنا نعيم بن حماد قال حدثنا ولي بن مسلم عن عبد الرحمن بن يزيد بن جابر عن عبد الله بن أبي زكريا عن رجاء بن حيوة عن النواس بن سمعان الكلابي رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث. He doesn't say, well, it's like this because you got to do it like that, or because it's like this, oh, this is the attribute of Allah, it means this. La. He said, the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned the chapter, then he mentioned a chain of narration. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. Huh? You want to talk about this? This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. This is how these books are. Like this. Kutub al-Aqaid al-Musnada. So this is our source. And this is from the means that Allah has decreed that the creed will be preserved. That the belief and the aqidah and the iman and the deen and Islam, the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions will be preserved by these men who collected these narrations and authored these works until they reached us today. And the creed is pure and upright and sound and solid with evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the understanding of the companions. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.